This episode of the Inner Ho Uprising is sponsored by Hot Movies for Her. Inner Ho Uprising.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist ho living in New York City, and
me, Rodeca, one fat, black, pansexual, whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here.
And Akua, one corny bitch that likes rom-coms.
Hey.
Yeah, it's me today.
All right, on this here show, we have two types of episodes. They are group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this here show, and one of my rotating co-hosts talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. And on group episodes, all of the hosts come together to chat about sexual current events in the world, our lives, and yours. And this episode happens to be a group episode. And today we're doing, we're talking about strip clubs closing. And we're workshopping my life.
Nice.
Yeah. I gotta be better at dating, Rodeca.
We'll get to me later, but yeah, I was gonna agree with you there.
Yeah. Yeah, full workshop. But before we get into that, we have a couple of short segments. They are
Bae of the Week,
where we talk about people who we find attractive and cool.
Ho of the Week,
where we shout out the homies, listeners, and the fans.
Self-care tip of the week,
where we give y'all some advice on how to take care of yourselves.
And pay a ho,
where we beg for the money that we desperately, desperately need to fund this home studio. I have wigs to buy.
Yes.
For my
wig
crucifix.
Gloriously.
We need butt pillows.
Yes.
We need headphones for everyone. Mm-hmm. Better light. Padding. It's raining outside. What else do we need in here?
We shall endure for a little, but we need all those things.
We shall. What else would you like in here, ideally?
A humidifier.
That bitch time. A humidifier.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're asking for luxury, so fuck it.
Yeah. Liquor.
Liquor.
I
think people like us better when we're drinking. Like we're on the show, like they're like, "Oh, look at y'all! I'm drinking with y'all." Like people like to pretend like they're drinking with us when
that's
they're
nice.
On the show with us.
Yeah, liquor, weed. For those who
for
partake,
me.
Yeah.
CBD things.
CBD, yeah.
Well, if you want to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag #InnerHoUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag #Podin so other people can see it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, holding and building your own home studio equipped with wig crucifixes and butt pillows and tequila, or other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show, we would love to do so. So please to book us, send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Also, I am an audio editor, so if you want to hire me, you can do that.
She good, too. She good.
And just a general podcast producer. Look out for me. Good stuff in the works coming soon. Bae of the Week. Does anybody have any bays? I'm looking at you specifically.
I just want to shout out Jesus Christ.
That's a good
Instagram.
Name, first of all.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She has like quality content on her story, and I'm high key crushing. And also, like, she posted her Women Crush Wednesday, and I guess this was corny, but I kind of slid in and was like, I wish I could get on there one day. And she was like, don't worry, in time. And I was like,
I don't know how I feel about her response.
I know.
I'm glad that she responded.
Yeah.
But this is why we need to workshop my life, because I feel like I would be like, oh shit, she's in love. But Akua, was that an indicator of
real
love?
Response?
An indicator
like that
of
was
love.
A soft curve.
No, I do take that as a soft curve.
Damn.
That's how we got to start moving through life. Everything's a soft curve.
Just keep moving on, right?
Yes.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
Shout to Jesus Christ and her soft curve capabilities. Very cool. Some other people who I would like to shout out are, so I went to Work It 2 weeks ago, or maybe 1 week ago. I don't really know. I don't have a concept of time, but it was really cool. In the future, if you are interested in podcasting, I would suggest, and you don't have the means, I would suggest that you do the scholarship and go one of these years, because it's a cool networking opportunity. And also, there's like some useful resources that can be acquired there. But specifically, I did a panel about futurism and podcasting and the fact that there's no women of color and queer people of color and non-binary people in the futurism podcasting space. And it was really cool. And I can't wait to get the audio for that, because I'll probably put it on this podcast feed. But I want to shout out the people who I did the panel with, because they're mad smart and mad dope. And I don't know, it's just a really good panel. So shout out to Janina Jeff, who is the host of an upcoming podcast called In Those Jeans. Shout out to Naima Queen Muhammad, one half of Tea with Queen and Jay. and science enthusiast who had some really great things to say on the panel. And then also shout out to Bridget Todd, who is co-host of Afropunk Solution Sessions and co-host of Stuff Mom Never Told You. And just like three bad bitches who were just like, white niggas, shut the fuck up. And that's all I wanted in the panel, was to tell white people to shut the fuck up. And they helped me do that. So shout out to them. And also shout out to Janicia, the other half of Tea with Queen and Jay, Bag Lady, so that's Lena and Stephanie, and then just like other dope people who we met at the space. There was TK was there, who are some other black, Paige Polk, who is the creator of the Not Yet web series that we just did last week. Just good non-binary and femme and black content creators, so shout out to all of them who are at Work It. Also shout out to Paige for hosting our live show last week, which is very dope. And then also shout out to Bag Ladies for having us on their show 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You should definitely listen to that episode, all of which will be in the description for this episode. Who else do I want to shout out? I want to shout out Christina and Corey because they did a Thanksgiving giveaway yesterday. Mm-hmm. Was that yesterday? Two days ago? I'm sorry. I don't have a concept of time. Shout out to them who hosted a Thanksgiving giveaway at Love Story. And I don't know. Cool. That was really cool, right?
No, it was. I got my annual community service in, so I'm good for the year.
Cool helps people one time a year.
That's all. That's it. That's all you get from me. You know, I brought my kid along, so it was a twofer.
That little nigga didn't do shit. What do you mean you brought him along?
It was privileged as fuck. It was horrible.
But yeah, Thanksgiving giveaway. Very good thing. Glad that they did it. That was super cool. Shout out to Bruh Move and Love Story. Hoe of the week now. So some people who have been very, very good to us lately. So we have OF Stefani on Twitter, who did a whole like Twitter resource thread based off of the sex positivity and sexual health episode. So they took all of the facts and resources that our sexual health experts gave us last episode and just put it in Twitter thread form.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that was super cool.
Thank you for that labor of love.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the kind of work I like.
Thank you.
Thank you, Of Stefani. Shout out to John, aka Prince Shorty Fly on Instagram, who we should have been shouting out for weeks now, but
months
now. Yes. So finally, there's new merchandise that's available for people to purchase on the Inner Ho Uprising website.
Hey.
And on that merchandise, you're going to see a logo. And John created that logo. I've known John for years because he used to date my ex-boyfriend. But
he used to date my ex-boyfriend. Oh, wow. I did not know this.
I was so friend. She said it so like
that's
in
pretty
one.
Spicy. Okay. That's spicy.
That's
not actually
that's
what it
not
is.
That's not what happened.
He's my ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Got it right that time. Love John, super cool, very good artist. Also best friends with like Rob, and he makes really good work. So he created our logo and it looks really dope, so shout out to John. And if you're in the works if you're looking for a logo or something like that, or somebody to create art for you, I would definitely recommend John. Also, he's a good musician too. Thank you, Prince Shorty Fly.
Thank you.
Also, Ho of the Week, Allie Lou. So as I just said, we have merchandise on the website. Somehow Allie knew that was there before anybody had ever said anything. Like 2 hours after I found out from our web designer, Allie Lou had
Allie
posted
like I've already.
They bought something. So shout out to Allie Lou. Can't wait to ship that over to you. And then last but not least, this Ho of the Week is really just a drag on me forgetting about people. Not forgetting about people, but just not doing commitments in a timely fashion because of depression and stuff like that. But shout out to our contest winners who are finally going to get their materials.
Hold on afterwards. Hold on.
We didn't have the merchandise prepared at that time.
It wasn't.
Because of men.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And depression.
For sure.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. But we didn't forget
men.
You.
But yeah, now everything is here.
Yes.
In one space. My living room.
Nice.
And it's ready to be shipped out. Thank you for holding on so tight, guys. Self-care tip of the week. Akua, I'm sick of talking.
Let's do a trigger warning before this.
Trigger warning for self-harm.
Yeah, I always do my holiday check-in and a resource post during the holidays because the holidays can be a very hard time for people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they spend it with their families or they don't spend it with their families, if they've lost someone, whatever comes up for you for the holidays, it can be really hard. And there's always a spike in suicides and crisis lines or use of crisis lines around the holidays. So I always implore people, well, for Thanksgiving, we know, you see those memes where it's like you're going home and we got the clapbacks because, you know, your family's going to try you with their microaggressions and whatnot and whatnot. And a thing about the clapbacks, I love reading them because it's like I'm always like reinforce your boundaries. If someone makes you uncomfortable, make them uncomfortable back. Like, you tell your Aunt Tammy to mind her fucking business when she asks how college is going. Bitch, I'm failing everything. Mind your fucking business. Just like you failed your last marriage. Like, and right there, the whole house looking at you like, damn. And now I'm going to ask you about school. So I love them for that reason. But the post was really just like, one, reinforce your boundaries. Make others uncomfortable if they make you uncomfortable. Take care of yourself if you need to, whether that's going for a walk with your cousins or just leaving the function altogether. You got your plate, you said hi to your granny, it's time to go. That's mm-hmm. all you can stomach. Mm-hmm. And then if you need support, I posted the number to the New York City, the New York City Mental Health Line, which is New York City Well. And they're textable, so they're by phone and they're by text. And then the National Suicide Prevention Line, they're by phone. Yeah, there are also lines for grief. There's also lines for domestic abuse. And Sam will post those all. But that is my holiday self-care, and you'll probably hear this around Christmas too.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate. I mean, this whole from November to January, it's mm-hmm. one whole large swath of holiday, right? Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and why is Rebecca looking?
I didn't know how many you were going to name. I was just
well, thank you for that self-care tip of the week. I'm going to piggyback off your self-care the tip of the week as if this is a grad school class. But yeah, so the holidays are a particularly hard time, especially if you have lost someone. Especially if you lost someone around the time of the holidays, because that's just like boom, boom. Like, I'm reminded of this time and we're here celebrating and nigga, you not here. What the fuck are you? So as some listeners might know, I lost my mom around this time like 2 years ago. And it's been a particularly hard holiday season. I mean, both holiday seasons since she's or all three since she's passed have been pretty difficult. But I just try to find different ways to connect with like her spirit and stuff like that and try to like cope through it. So I don't know how many, this is kind of like something that's within African traditional religion and things like that, like creating altars. I don't know if that's your thing or if like witchcraft is your thing or voodoo or candomblé or santeria is your thing or whatever. But even if it's not your thing, just the general practice of creating an altar space for your lost loved one is pretty lit. Because it's just like their presence is there and you're not ignoring it or like fighting it back in your head. You're just
not to cut you off. But like in helping people deal with grief, it's a suggested practice having some way to commemorate that person. Mm-hmm.
Like a memorial or whatever. Yes. What did my dad call it yesterday? I thought it was so cute that he said that because that's not what I was calling it. He said shrine. Because we have it on the dining room table normally, but we had to eat Thanksgiving dinner. So he was like, oh, where should I move your mother's shrine? But yeah, whatever. Shrine, altar space, memorial setup. Just honestly, it's a picture and some candles and whatever reminds you of them. So like my mom likes to travel the world. So I put a whole bunch of seashells that I collected, I think, when like the first vacation that we went on after she passed away in Florida with my family. I put like 5 seashells because there's 5 people in my immediate family. And I have like a locket with her ashes in it. So I put the ashes there. Favorite color is red. So we have like a picture frame with like red feathers on it because she was also like a very like extravagant person or whatever. And then like you could put like their favorite food or their favorite candy or stuff like that, just stuff that reminds you of them. So that's like a physical way to always have that person in your life. And then something that I started doing recently was just like listening to music that she used to like, because even in knowing like a song that someone who's passed away like when you listen to that song, you start connecting with them immediately because you're like, oh, this is the dance that they used to do. Or you listen to the lyrics extra hard and you're like, oh, that's why you like this song, because you were that kind of person or whatever. And then also engaging in other things that they used to do, like read their favorite book or look at the art that they used to like or watch their favorite movies, just like, you know, like I don't know, whatever your personal views on death, like if there is an afterlife or if there isn't an afterlife, but like literally if you have memories of that person is literally still there with you. So that is my suggestion for folks who might be missing folks during the season and in general.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Let's go on to my mom's second favorite thing besides me, money. Hey. And the rest of her family also.
I'm like, she had whole children besides me you.
Specifically. I was her favorite.
And no, Samantha was like, I was the favorite. Fuck them.
No, I'm just kidding.
I can't.
If you would like to help sustain this podcast monetarily, you can do so by going to innerhouseuprising.com, clicking the tab Pay a Hoe Once or Pay a Hoe Monthly. Pay a Hoe Once will take you to our PayPal, which is paypal.me/innerhoe. You can drop in any number donation that you want. If you go to our Pay a Hoe Monthly tab, that'll take you to our Patreon, which is a more... I guess sustainable approach, so you can choose to pay us any amount of money monthly. So you can do something like $2 a month, which will give you access to early access to private IHU gatherings or tickets, early tickets to IHU gatherings. So we're not really doing any ticketed events in the upcoming months, but I think when Rob comes back, we're going to start doing stuff again, so be on the lookout for that. If you're a $2 patron, if you're a $5 patron, you get access to that video content and the upcoming newsletter that I am working on. And yeah, there's that. And then the very big announcement, innerhoeuprising.com/merchandise. You can buy merchandise now. So yeah. We have crop tops. We have regular logo shirts. We have our Respect and Protect Marginalized Women shirts. We have our pins. We have our stickers. And we have our condoms. You can also use the sponsor codes used in this, previous, and future episodes, because you support our sponsors. You do support us. Sex trivia. Am I right?
Woo!
It's a thing that's coming up. Every first Sunday of the month, Inner Hall Uprising is throwing sex trivia night at Love Story. So you can come, drink, play trivia, win a prize. And if you're any good, come again with your new prize. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Kick it with us for a real chill time before you get thrown back into the thick of capitalism on Monday morning. This is free 99. All you have to do is come through. More information for that in the description of this episode. That's this Sunday.
Come.
We want to see you there. December 10th, See You with Queen and Jay is doing a live show. Come through.
Yes.
Yeah, come through. Sure. Very cool. Me and Rodeca, me and Akul will be in the building. Are you going to be there?
What day of the week?
Monday.
It's a Monday.
I figured it was a no. Yeah, I figured it was a no. Me and Akul are going to be there.
I work all the time.
Rodeca's not going to be there. She's a robot. She does not exist.
No one believes I exist.
I believe you exist.
I believe you exist.
I'm starting not to believe I exist. Oh, so no. Thank you for believing for me, not guys. Yet.
We'll validate your existence.
If you exist in our hearts, you exist, man. You exist.
Yes.
Let's read some ads. We're going to get fucking sexy up in here.
Ooh.
Can I get a porno beat?
Is that not a porno beat? What is that?
That is the porno beat.
Okay. Yeah, it is definitely
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
That's the one. Definitely Bow Chicka Wow Wow. Let me get into the lower register of my voice. It's going to be like, I don't ever want to have sex with this bitch.
No.
Inner Hoe Uprising is brought to you by Hot Movies for Her.
Oh, that was
nice. That sounded like the bitches that pop up when I'm on. Ooh.
I've been practicing.
Come to camster.com.
Yeah.
Hot Movies for Her is a video on demand website that offers all the latest and the greatest adult movies for more than 50 years of adult movie making. That means some old school titties, am I right?
You're right.
Besides having one of the largest adult movie libraries available online, Hot Movies for Her also offers a sex-positive blog with insightful articles and exclusive interviews written by women who have an inside perspective on the adult industry. And because you listen to Inner Hoe Uprising podcasts, you can get 20 free minutes to try hotmoviesforher.com. And that's enough time, I think. Am I right, Rodeca?
I think so.
20 minutes.
I get off in the first five.
So do I.
Oh,
I'm real easy. Go to vod.hotmoviesforher.com/bonus and enter the promo code IHU, all one word, to get your free minutes. Shout out to Akul, she's still going. No purchase is necessary.
That threw me off. She's like, she had a rhythm.
There's always something to see or do or learn at hotmoviesforher.com. Once again, vod.hotmoviesforher.com/bonus and enter the promo code IHU.
Bow chicka wow wow. That's it.
Good job.
Good stuff. All right. Let's go on to the actual show now.
That's a party on the weekend. That's a party on the weekend. She love a party on the weekend. She love a party on the weekend.
Tequila makes me feel nice.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I wanted to do something called Sex Science with Sam, but it was all fake and it was all a lie.
It wasn't fake. It's actually real science.
It is fake because then I looked it up and everybody was like, what causes it? I don't know. It's from 2016, so I feel like there's been more scientific updates since then, and I don't want to tell these people lies. Mm-hmm. But it seems like when your clit dick gets hard in the morning, it's not because you're having a sex dream, but it's because your brain and stuff.
Yes.
I've heard, and this may be wrong, mm-hmm. but I've heard that your default for is to just be horny. Like, wait, to just have all the blood go there, and your brain is actively moving the blood away from your, like, vagina or penis area.
So you mean to tell me that
these are things
when I am asleep,
yeah, you're blood, the most because, relaxed,
yeah, yes, all the blood goes right down to that area, and during the day my body is actively fighting.
That's what I've
to redistribute the blood in my body.
And that's why, like, when you work out or when you, like, drink or anything and your inhibitions are, like, lower, mm-hmm. it automatically is like, I want to fuck everything. This is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know the science behind it. It could be a rumor that I heard in middle school. I don't know, but my brain is telling me this is facts. So I'm just saying it, and I want to know if that's the right answer or
based
not.
On the research that I did, yeah. which I don't want to say is the definitive research, although it does seem pretty good. That's a black ass lie, son.
Mm-hmm. Word?
Yeah, it's not like, so when you are not horny in the day, it's not because your brain is like, stop.
Yeah.
Don't look at my fucking titties. Your brain is like, oh shit, you're horny now. So then it sends a signal to your nerves, and then those nerves open up the blood flow to your clit dick, because, you know, we all have clits and dicks. So I'm just calling it a clit dick.
I like that word.
And then it becomes engorged, and then the muscles trap it so that you get on hard. But I don't know. The body's
even
so
gonna
weird.
Be on there because we didn't actually introduce this. So no one knows what
we did say
about.
Fuck that.
Oh,
I
no,
said
I mean,
I wanted
like,
to do
actual,
science. Oh, okay, I wanted to do a thing called Sex Science with Sam.
Got it.
Yeah.
You just said clit dicks, and then I was like, yeah!
That's all you heard.
A new segment called Clit Dicks with Sam. Yeah, so that's what happens in the day, but then also this can also happen without your brain because of an uncontrolled or a non-conscious, like, reflex in your spinal cord, which just gets your clit dick hard, which is a whole different thing. But then apparently at night, so it was like three phases of sleep or whatever, or four. It was like mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, and then REM sleep that everybody knows. And then during REM sleep, your brain is going from, what is it? Sympathetic to parasympathetic stimulation. So that's like your fight or flight stimulation to your rest and digest stimulation. And somewhere between that shift, your brain is like, I got to get on hard. I didn't do enough for this.
I skimmed the article. It said, nigga, this is too much science. I'm going to leave it to Sam.
There was so much science.
There were words. There was neurotransmitters.
During that shift, you did get hard. And then apparently, like, what is the actual, like, purpose for this in the human development? It's so that you can pee in the morning. But then why do people with clits get on hard? My
so
clit on hard don't make me want to pee.
I pee in the morning every morning. You don't pee in the morning?
I do pee.
Is that not a thing?
No, everybody pees in the morning.
I definitely pee in the morning.
Yeah, everybody pees in the morning.
But my clit dick being hard doesn't make me want to pee in the morning. Okay, so they think that it's linked to that because when your dick is hard, like literally just dicks, people with dicks, after you pee, your dick is not hard anymore.
Mm-hmm, it goes away.
But like, I don't even, when I pee in the morning, I don't know. Maybe I'm not checking in on my clit.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like. When I am horny, I can pee it away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Same.
So
that's it's like a pressure.
It's a very specific thing that
what
you two
it
have
is.
Going on.
It's like a pressure, and it relieves itself when you pee. Like, I'll feel it.
I'll pee.
That's why when I wake up, I'll have sex before I pee.
Oh, that's
if
bad.
I am having sex.
That's all right.
That's terrible.
Go pee, bitch, and then get back in the bed.
That is
but
how
I
you get a UTI.
Feel it. Like, if I'm waking up to
no,
someone
but
there,
you
all right,
should
so I should just make, immediately
yes,
pee.
You should be making
and
yourself
then,
pee. And then go back to
some dick. Consent. We do not stigmatize. What did Alex tell us last week?
Stigmatize what?
You're stigmatizing her for not
well,
she's peeing.
No, she's bettering her sexual health.
Yeah.
Because that's a risk for UTI. You should empty your bladder before and
maybe
after.
If you know that UTI is a risk and you still want to have sex before
you
pee.
Did you know it was a risk?
No.
All right, now that you know, if you still want to have sex,
okay.
If
you
want to
do
it.
Yeah, if you want to do it now that you know, that's your business.
I appreciate the education because I had no idea. I was just fucking because I felt like it.
In general, you should empty your bladder before
and after
fucking. Yes, and after.
What if I like to pee on niggas?
then you empty your bladder.
You empty your bladder.
Do you like to pee on niggas?
Have you ever peed on a nigga?
Well, it depends on your perspective, because a lot of people say that squirting is pee.
Yeah.
And yes, I have peed on a nigga in that aspect.
This bitch is out here bragging and shit.
I'm just saying.
We talk about squirters on this show, so you can actually see your way out.
She's gonna squirt in the rain, bitch. Just go out there.
No, because the thing is with me, like, I still, as a squirter, I guess, because of the fact that I've peed before I had sex and then squirted, like, a lot over and over and over again, I don't know what it is.
This bitch is really bragging out here. That's wild.
It is pee, and there is science.
And there is
the
science.
Ku is wagging her finger.
It is pee. You're a nasty bitch.
You're urinating on these.
Honestly, science, looking into how your body can, or what makes your bladder in that state kind of refill itself.
Yeah.
And your kidney function is science looking into what your kidneys are doing in that heightened state that it's refilling your bladder so quickly.
Because, like, it does it quickly.
Nigga, what the fuck is happening?
You can't know my nerves. Getting on my fucking nerves.
Without issue.
Anyway, okay, so you squirt pee on niggas. Like, who do you pee on niggas?
No, I don't pee on niggas.
Would you like to?
No, I would not. I don't even know where the fuck we would be at. Like, no, I don't.
I think Saran Wrap needs to be involved.
No.
It doesn't smell like pee. It doesn't smell like anything.
Well, that's squirt, but would you, like, pee-pee on a nigga?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
What do you mean you don't know?
Like, I don't know if I would. I have not pee-peed on a nigga.
Would you like to? Would you try?
Yeah, I try.
Okay.
The only thing I wouldn't do is shit on a person. Like, Biggie has this line like, shit on my chest or whatever, and, like, that's a
Biggie
lot.
Biggie was really saying some wild shit.
Yeah, he was saying
some
wild ass shit.
He wanted to fuck her daddy, son.
Yeah,
or
yeah. He was like, you look so good, I want to suck your daddy's
dick.
That's what he said.
My bad, I said fuck your daddy's son. I'm sorry.
That's some real shit, though. Like, you can't even be mad.
That's gratitude.
That's real.
You created a bad bitch, son.
I want to go to the source. Like, fuck that. I want the seed. I want the source.
And that's some shit over there.
I mean, he really wants the seed.
Yeah.
He wants the semen down his throat. R.I.P. to Biggie. R.I.P. to Biggie.
Thank you for leaving us with that.
But I can't pee in public, so I would feel too ashamed to pee on a nigga.
Ashamed or pressured?
It's both. I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're talking to me while I pee, I just can't do it. I don't know if it's
fun
pressure
way to fuck with
or
Sam.
Shame or
just talk to her through the door. She's like, shut up. It's hilarious.
If it happens at that point, I'm not peeing.
Yeah.
She won't pee. I'm just gonna walk out like, couldn't do it that time. Yeah. If you want to get peed on, IG podcast.
Please do not reach out to us and say I'd like to get. Actually, let me not block your blessings.
If
you want to get peed on,
me to pretend to pee on you and then pussy out. IHUpodcast@gmail.com. Science with Sam.
Yeah,
such a good segment.
I fucking love it. It was cultural as shit.
If you want to see that segment go on, write it in the IHUpodcast.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about these strip clubs that are closing and shit.
So.
I'm hurt looking at this. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
They've been closing some strip clubs. This came out a couple weeks ago, but we're going to talk about it because it was a good ass place.
Mm-hmm.
King of Diamonds, KOD, Miami, mm-hmm. Florida. They closed that bitch.
Sad.
I'm fucking hurt.
You didn't even get to go.
So if you don't know, King of Diamond or KOD is a Miami strip club that has been famed by hip hop culture. And you will hear artists such as Drake, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, all of them talking about it.
Tell King of Diamonds call up China, it'll be worth the flight. Wow, I butchered Drake.
That was really bad.
I was like, I don't know what that
so
is.
So bad.
But yeah, so it is a very, well, it was a very high acclaimed strip club for the stars and the celebrities.
I would say it was the pinnacle, right?
Yeah, King of Diamonds
one
is
one of them, yeah. So why did they close? They were court ordered to close their doors permanently earlier this month after having difficulties paying their mortgage.
Niggas is broke.
Damn.
Which, I don't know if it was, you know, are they broke? Was it mismanagement of funds?
It seems like it had to be, right? Because it was so
prolific.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you have rappers booking it to shoot their music videos. Mm-hmm. I know you're getting money off of that.
Exactly.
You have artists coming in throwing 100,000, 75,000 a night at these women.
But that's going to the women, though. And then the women then in turn have to pay the house fees. Mm-hmm. So maybe, was there cover?
Yeah. Was there? I think there was for cover us, for men.
We did a thingy.
A male thing.
Remember we did a thingy?
We did a tour.
We did an open
thing.
Bar.
Yeah, we did something.
We some whack ass.
We did a tour of a strip club. But we did some
it
kind
was an
of
excursion.
Deal.
Over to your right.
We see some ass.
She's
titties.
Making it clap.
She's popping that pussy for a real nigga, as they say. It was an excursion.
I take that fucking tour. I don't know how to say you say
it was an
white
open
bitches.
Bar
That's
deal
a
with
tour.
Admission to KOD. Oh, okay. So I think it was like $20 for the open bar and like $10 for KOD or something like that. Yeah, it was nice. I was fucked up.
Yes. The next day we didn't remember going.
I literally died. He was like, how's KOD? I was like, we didn't make it. And I looked at my snaps like, oh shit.
It was lit. He was there. Live and in fucking
in pussy, like real, no idea. Like straight in somebody's vagina. Like,
oh close up. I gotta see those snaps.
So a bit of history about KOD. It changed hands in 2014 when the founders of the club also had issues paying their motherfucking bills.
What was going on there?
Niggas keep money for themselves. Yep. They ain't shit. And they ain't paying their bills. And I'm not surprised to hear that because niggas don't pay their bills.
It should have been run by a woman. Instead of fucking selling bleach cream, Black China should have just went on to own King of Diamonds.
Yep. Come on. You could have bought that for a steal. It's in foreclosure. Come on now.
She's out here fucking selling bleach cream.
Nonetheless.
I was about to say, you said that twice now. What do
you
mean?
Didn't hear about that?
No.
She's in Nigeria literally selling bleach cream. Light skin ass. You're already, what? I don't even
you
understand.
Already
I don't even understand.
Come on.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
It's annoying.
Bleach cream.
But back to where she got her start.
Yes.
So they changed hands in 2014. They sold the club to another company for $6 million.
Was it white folk?
Oh, I don't know. They just sold me the name of the company. Probably was white folk.
What was it called? White Man Incorporated.
No.
White Niggas Inc. Sorry.
It was, I can spell it out because I can't pronounce it. It was KODRENYC.
It was New York niggas.
I guess. I don't know what
they
was. That's
why it was ruined. You know we can't do a goddamn strip club over here.
They bought it for $6 million. They took over a $4 million mortgage, which had $1.3 million in back payments and interest. So them niggas really were not paying their fucking bills.
God damn.
Then in 2017, 3 years later, they were sued for foreclosure because they were not paying their motherfucking bills.
God damn.
And they were court ordered to pay $305,000 on the spot, like a lump sum, and then $85,000 per month beginning this October.
Damn.
They didn't
this
pay
October.
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't pay them niggas.
And so
$300,000 they did not pay them niggas.
Oh shit.
Earlier this month they hadn't received their payments. Niggas was like, "We want our money." And went back to court to have them niggas evicted. But little did they know, they were already out that bitch.
Oh shit, they moved everything out.
They were closed for fire safety. They were closed for life safety and fire code violations.
Shit. Like, what the fuck is that? Niggas were violating every law.
Like, the Department of Health walked up in that bitch and was like, no.
Everything was
you can't do
up.
This.
Everything.
Fire marshals was like, nigga, y'all finna die.
Everything
these poles are coming down.
Yep.
Damn.
So they were already out by October. And I guess the marshals just went and changed the locks so niggas couldn't go back in.
Oh, shit.
And now that shit is shut down. The lights are still on outside, but ain't nothing going on in there.
The lights are on, but nobody's home. Do we know anything about, like, where the strippers went? Where the next...
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Yeah, so for some reason, like, I guess there was an uproar on the internets, but I wasn't there for it.
Yeah, it was on Twitter.
I don't know where the dancers have gone, presumably to other strip clubs. So there are smaller ones like Liv, and I don't know the rest of them, but there are smaller ones in the area that you can go dance to and continue to get your bag. There was a YouTuber by the name of Jasmine Black, who was the only one to kind of report from a dancer's perspective on what she felt or what they felt was going on. And they said that they felt like a tide was shifting from commercial clubs like KOD or Ace of Diamonds to smaller kind of hole in the wall or like community strip clubs.
Wow.
Because people want a smaller, more intimate setting. You saw how gargantuan KOT was.
It was huge, yeah.
You can't, there's, what she said was like, there's sometimes a pressure that you have to like spend thousands of dollars in such a big place. And the capitalism makes you feel like you're less than if you can't be out there making a rain on these women who are used
to. So then in turn, the women were getting less money? Because people weren't spending, people weren't going at all.
Well, no. What she was saying is that there's a tide moving where people are going to these smaller places where they can have intimate experiences, spend lesser amount, or not feel pressure to spend their life savings on these dancers.
Bands to make her dance.
I specifically avoided bigger places, and I thought that I wouldn't be able to afford KOD. So when I heard that you guys went, I was like, oh, people like you regular niggas can go. No, it's not that.
She was like, I know where you live.
It was like 2 years ago. I was like, nobody was rich 2 years. We're still not rich.
So Jasmine also mentioned that Onyx in Philly has closed, which made me think. So then I went digging, and their website says they're closed for remodeling, but they've been closed for about a year now. So I don't know what kind of remodeling they doing. They remodeling that mortgage payment. That's what they're remodeling.
Damn, you know? Niggas is just mismanaging funds.
But you know who tried to avoid closing?
Sharky's Lounge.
Sharky's Lounge in Dayton, Ohio.
What happened there?
So them niggas over there was like, we can't make our payments, but what are we going to do? You can come and spend anything you got, including your food.
This is ingenuity. This is something.
Honestly, they were like, "What do you have? We will take it." And you know, I would take food stamps, like, because what I like
would
to
take
eat.
Some fucking food stamps.
So you can't get this lap dance for some food stamps. What are you saying?
Like, I'm not on unemployment right now, bitch. Anyway,
I'll take them benefits. Facts. This thing's a game.
So at Sharky's Lounge in Ohio, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, that's what they call the police over there, had some undercover agents.
Damn.
Who were there on like a sting or whatever they call it.
In five months,
they were traded $2,404.87 worth of food stamps.
Damn. Hustle is so fucking real.
Yeah. Wait. So what's the undercover agents were posing as dancers?
No, they were posing as patrons.
And what? So why were they getting paid?
No, they were paying the food stamps for services and drugs.
Damn.
Now, if you don't know, you cannot spend your food stamps on services and drugs.
It's fucked up.
And that is fraudulent use of government funds. And you will go to jail for that. So subsequently, they shut down Sharky's. They stripped them of their liquor license, and the employees and the patrons there are facing charges, including drug trafficking, food stamp trafficking.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Food stamp trafficking?
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
Aggravated shipment and distribution of heroin and illegal sexual activities.
So niggas were sucking dick?
For food stamps. Yes, they were.
Should not be wrong with that.
Well, again, so there are some things you can use your food stamps for, which is food. Again, you cannot use your food stamps for non-food items, alcohol, beer, or drugs.
Sometimes niggas need a little vice in their life. I don't like that. Like, sometimes when it's like the transient person on the street and they're like, oh, could you give me a dollar or whatever? And people are like, oh, I'm not going to give them a dollar. They're going to buy some liquor with it. Okay, well, I'm going to buy some liquor with my dollars as well.
That I worked for.
Like, so yeah. I'm going to give you a dollar to get whatever the fuck you need to get.
Yeah.
If like, it's seeing somebody shaking their ass. Like, when it's raining or when it's cold.
Exactly.
Or when, I'm not doing any of those things.
You need
if
to
you
take
want
the
that
edge
little 40
off.
To if keep you warm at night,
get your 40s.
If you need you to drink or, you know, be high to live on the street and just survive.
I need to drink to live.
Yeah.
Remember Mad Men? Those niggas just had whiskey on deck.
Yo.
They were selling ads. Not even that hard. They were rich as shit.
to the next segment.
Oh, yeah. What is it called?
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. What is it about?
It's
having
about
sex with Samantha.
In our lives.
Who wants to go first?
So, I haven't been on the show for a little bit. It's been like six months. Yeah, it's been a while. So, bitches is single now.
Yeah. I need those hot 97 bombs.
I know.
What happened?
So that happened.
Yeah, what happened?
Who, what, when, where, how, why?
So
current eventos.
I think it's mutual, but I'm being told that it was me. So I'm like kind of like still processing, obviously. It's been 2 weeks now. It's about to be 2 weeks. It's been a while. But I mean, more so I'm still processing like what happened, because I feel like it was something that not really a long time coming. I'm not going to say that. And I'm definitely not going to badmouth my ex, Bryce.
He's a great nigga.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I've heard great things about him.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot to do with timing, a lot to do with, obviously it's no secret that I struggle with a lot of like mental health issues. I won't say a lot, because there are a lot of people who are going through a lot of things. I will say that I struggle with anxiety and depression and things like that. And I'm still working on how to cope and working on getting a freaking therapist, because I don't know if that could be like a self-care tip, but it's so hard to find a therapist. I don't know why okay, so I've left voicemails, I've called, I've had a place call me back, and then like they'll say, oh, we're gonna text you your appointment time, and then they said, oh, you're still interested, and they texted me, and I was like, they text me at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, yeah, I'm still interested, I guess, but this is kind of weird.
All bad signs. Yeah. All bad signs.
And these are things that I find on like Psychology Today, like legit stuff, and I'm just like, okay, the times that I'm actually like put together enough that I can find one or look for one, it's discouraging because I'm not finding anybody. So I'm like, I have another attempt at now. I actually spoke to somebody at my job who suffers from depression, and he goes to the same school as me, and he was like, just go to like the counselors on site because of the fact that it's free and they're like all licensed. So I'm gonna try it this Tuesday. But yeah, so that kind of ties in the fact that I'm dealing with my own stuff and he's dealing with his own things in terms of just like everything going on in his life. He's dealing with people passing and the memory of other people passing, all this type of stuff, things that like I can't even imagine on like any type of scale, because and so this scares me a lot too, but I don't have anybody who passed in my life recently, which means everyone's still alive and you know, time's ticking. But at the same time, it's like, it's true. But cause my mom is like his mom and my mom are the same age. So we kind of go through the same thing where we're like, we were the last ones and my mom didn't have me till she was 35. So like the fact that she just turned 60 this year, I'm just like, she has a lot of health issues. So I worry and he worries about his own mom and things that goes on. But regardless, we were both dealing with a lot of things, and I feel like, without getting obviously into all the nitty-gritty details, I feel like both of us, after going from relationship to relationship to relationship, we became so reliant on depending on the other person for sustainability, for support, and it's hard when the other person is also going through shit at the same time. So we're both like, okay, we're kind of like perpetually like, I don't want to lean on you too much, but I need support, but I need help. Okay, I'm not going to talk too much, but I need support, I need help. And like, it became like to the point where we just weren't like talking anymore the way that we used to. And I don't know why I get the way that I do, but sometimes I get in my head and I was just like, let's just be friends. And I said it, and it was one of those things where I couldn't take it back. And I don't think that I wanted to take it back at the time. And I still don't think that I wanted to take it back. I said it, and it's like, I felt like there were so many things going on at once that the only controllable was ending my relationship, which sounds fucking crazy. I know that sounds crazy. It always sounds crazy. But yeah, So I'm single. I don't even know what that means because I've never really been single. I've only been single for like 2 months at a time, bursts or things like that. So for me, it's just like, I don't know what it's like to be with another without a person, but I think that it's necessary in terms of like truly not knowing where to go or like what the next step is. So it's kind of, it's very, 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 very scary. And I think Sam, I've probably been bothering Sam. I've texted Akua. I'm just like, I'm freaking out about this. Nigga. Yeah, yeah. I always think it's bothering. But for me, it's like me feeling kind of like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about anything. School's about to be over, so I can't even use that as an excuse for like my life feeling crazy or anything. I'm actually excited that it's almost done, but it's also more daunting because it's just all very, very raw and very new. Me and him had a conversation yesterday, and we're still kind of like, it was the first conversation that we had since we broke up, and it was a reinforcement of our breakup, which was kind of like, oh shit, this is real. But it was also like, we could try and be friends. I don't know how it's going to work, but that's kind of like one step at a time type of thing. So it was a reinforcement of just like, okay, we're not doing this now. We're not doing this any, if at all, we just don't know. So it's just like, okay, I was going to say a life vest underneath me, but that's not how safety works at all. There's no like safety net. There you go. Here. I was like, there's no life vest. There's no safety vet nest. Nest? Net? There's no safety net. Yeah. See, I don't even have the concept.
I am agreeing with
nest. Nest.
Net. Okay.
Honestly, safety nest too. There's no place that I can go back to and be like, this is comfortable. I'm going to nestle here for a little bit. You see how I just flipped my mistake and made it into something?
You're a real nerd.
Yeah, thanks. So like, I've just like this week and a half has just been like, I'm insecure. I feel like, oh shit. I feel like I'm too old to be single, which is weird. I have thought that
shit on my life.
I've thought that probably 5 times a day. Like because even when you're in a relationship, you're looking at people and you're like, everyone's married. Like, should I be married?
When I tell you the tea on these married niggas, though,
I know. No, but I know.
Smith,
I know.
Smith,
I done fucked your husband,
me.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's why, but it's so new. It's so new.
Yeah.
And I think that I new have to go through every fucking thought because brain has not stopped. And it's just been like, some days I'm like, gonna conquer this shit.
Yeah.
All right, we doing this. Yeah, yeah. Who am I bagging today? Like, that's the first, like, some thoughts is that, and the other thoughts is just like, I'm gonna be alone forever. But it's so funny because I've literally never been alone. So it's like, even as soon as I don't have someone, the first thought is I'm undesirable. Auto, like, you know what I mean?
And being I've just alone been doesn't feeling, even mean you're undesirable, though.
I don't know.
It doesn't mean that. Like, you're alone for a reason right now because you and him made the decision to be separated. Yeah. It's not like you didn't desire one another.
Yeah.
And you might die alone. Sorry to say it. Facts. But that doesn't mean that you're, like, you literally don't apologize alone,
for
that. Alone.
We here, bro. That's what I'm planning for.
We're all dying alone. No, facts. But, like, that doesn't even mean you're alone alone. Yeah. It just means you're not fucking romantically linked to one human being. You have niggas. You're sitting in the room with two of your niggas. Stop not acknowledging the fact that you have niggas.
Which I've struggled with too. Struggled with feeling like I have friends that actually like me. Like, I always feel like, and I know,
I would just so block you.
Nasty. Nah, she's like, bitch, what
I've
are you?
I've literally blocked people in my
not
son.
A fucking friend.
I've ghosted
no,
people. Like,
and you know, it's
if I didn't like you,
with,
you would know.
I know. It's nothing to do with you guys.
But I don't like you, but like, it's you know, like,
No. You don't even have to go there because if we talk about how much I don't like you, it would be here forever. But
why are we like this? Why are we like this?
It's like, it's almost as if I have this strong paranoia that no one likes me. Like, even when my family's around, I'm just like, these niggas hate me. Like, everyone hates me. And it's so weird. It's weird. And then, like, I think I was saying something to Sam and I was like, are you going to judge me? You're like, shut up. I'm the worst. And I just feel like it's this pressure on myself that also kind of went into my relationship and why there was pressure from every angle, a lot of the time, I want to say like probably 55% of the time, it's me putting that pressure on myself because I think so much. Just as a person, I'm always in my own head. So for me, I put this pressure on, like, I have to say the right thing because I've lost a lot of friends in the past. I mean, weirdly enough, it's just like you make friends with people in college and you're like, we're going to be friends forever. And then you look at them and they're still friends. This is from my ex. Yeah, with my ex.
Drag them. Fuck those niggas.
Yeah, they're still friends with my ex. And like, it's not me. And it's just like at one point in time, we were all sitting in a room talking about, can't wait till we're older and we're going to, you know. And like my best friend when I was younger burned me too. So for me, I just feel like I always blame that on myself. Like I always feel like, oh, if I had done this the right way, then we'd still be friends. Or if I had like maybe not been as wild, you know, because I've had friends, and I know it seems weird, but I had friends that we would like fucking party and do everything together. And like other people would look at us and be like, you guys are like ODing, like slow down. It's not like we were even going crazy.
There are
you know what
who
I mean?
Do meth off of people's dicks.
Yeah. So
is
it was
that the
weird
wild shit that you were into? And it wasn't wild enough.
I didn't do anything and remotely wild when I thought I was doing wild shit. Yeah. Because I went from doing nothing to like, I'm gonna drink and go out to clubs on the weekend. Oh, I dress up in dresses to go to Webster Hall. You see how that sounds? And I thought place. I was really like crazy, but now I'm just like, I wasn't really doing anything wild. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the process now is just like learning myself and being confident in, I don't think that I'm not confident. I mean, confident in decisions that I make and confident that people won't leave me. Just feel like people will leave me. I don't know why. So yeah, I'm very single right now.
I think one thing is like, sometimes people are gonna leave that us, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whether it be
and
like
it's
a
acceptance
breakup.
Of the
yeah,
fact
exactly.
That
that's hard too.
Leave that is a
it
hard.
Is hard. It is hard. Like my whole last year was like that, right? Like niggas are gonna leave because they're gonna fucking die. People are gonna leave because they're gonna break up with you. People are gonna leave because they don't want to be your friend anymore. They don't want to be your business partner anymore. And all of those things literally happened to me last year. But like,
a bitch is still here.
You're still
and
here.
Thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And not just still here, but also and thriving. Mm-hmm. Like that's the okayness that you need to get to. And also that's going to come with people actually leaving.
So like you are experiencing a breakup and it is hard, but you're still going to be that nigga after it.
My first response was like, am I?
You are.
And
you are. But you don't have to believe that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
you
don't
have to believe
because
that right
I
now.
Don't.
That's mm-hmm. okay. That's
but
okay.
I think I'm going through it. And I think that even the fact that I'm allowing myself to like go through it and not immediately, my first thought was just like, I'm just going to get back with him because that's going to make it easier. But like this strong voice in my head is like, you're here for a fucking reason. There's a reason why you got to this point. Like no matter what, one way or the other, you need time. You need time for yourself.
Exactly.
Which that voice is everyone, a collective of all the voices that I've asked people for, and they're all like, you need time for yourself, because my voice was like, no, I need to just be back with another person. And I don't know, I think I decided, and I was wrestling whether or not I was actually even gonna like admit this, but I was like, I feel like it makes it real, and I feel like I need it to be real in order for me to feel like I can move on in whatever capacity that is. But yeah, that's my news.
Thanks for sharing, bro.
Deca is a single hoe.
Thanks for sharing.
I am.
Single hoes. Single hoes.
Be out here.
Speaking of single hoes, I would like to introduce you all to a workshop called How Do I Be Single?
Yeah.
Properly. A cool help.
I was like, wait, I didn't know I was gonna be called.
I struggle to be single
like,
myself, sis.
So I feel like
the universe is forcing me to be single.
All of the summer into the winter of last year, like when I first became single into the end of the year, I was just like, fuck everyone. I'm not trying to do nothing. I literally didn't. Like I hadn't had sex since from the time that I broke up to the time that I had sex was like 6 months or whatever. And then from there, because that was like a bad situation, to the time that I had sex again, it was April. So I really didn't start hoeing again until April of 2018. And then April to, let's say, September was just like, I'm catching bodies, bitch. And that was really fun and nice. But then I was like, oh, I also want companionship.
It always rolls back in.
I want to be cuddled and snuggled and taken out. And ever since then, that's not been going well. Nobody wants to do that. And the people who do are ugly and I hate them. And I cut them off immediately if they say something stupid. Help.
Wow.
Help.
Well, I'll just listen because that scares me. So there.
Oh, shit.
But the thing is, I felt, and this is my Sam is perfect. She doesn't need any help.
Cool babies. But
I do. I coddle her. But I feel like you've been doing single pretty well. Like,
from my perspective.
Even perspective. Yeah, like, even when you did the whole, here's my autumn bucket list because I can't wait for these niggas to do shit for me. So yes. I'm going to have to do it myself. I felt like that wasn't me. I was out here on fucking dating apps, like, who will take me? Who? You know, Samantha was like, I will take myself and I will invite my baddest bitches and my best friends. Mm-hmm. The question is that you want companionship now, but you can't find it, or?
I don't want it with who offers it to me because.
You're not attracted to them.
Yes.
Okay. That is fair and that's fine.
My philosophy, was. And this was in theory, because again, I'm a baby, a very infantile stage at this. But in theory, I feel like the niggas who you're not trying to settle down with.
I'm not trying to settle down. But also, well, the caveat, yeah. I'm not trying to settle down with anybody.
Exactly.
Are you just trying to get into a very comfortable situationship?
So then, yes. Or the niggas that you just want to like.
Multiple niggas.
Yeah.
But also with the niggas who look like me.
Okay.
Why is that not happening?
So are you upfront with all the niggas that you've like fucked?
Or
like,
what do you mean upfront?
Like, your hoes, like, just been like, yo, I'm trying to chill. Like, I'm not even trying to do nothing.
I say niggas things like
broke,
that.
Though. So do you want to be dined? Wined and dined? Because
I'm just trying to kick it. I'm not trying to be wined and dined.
Yeah. Well, I would say my advice from other people that have told me, I've been told older niggas. Older niggas.
That's another thing.
No.
Ooh.
I am really just like, trying to kick it. Like, not like on some fucking expensive shit, but also not like on some, I'm gonna watch you smoke weed and play your Xbox, nigga. Cause I don't do either of those motherfucking things. At like just a normal setup. Like, let's just go.
Like at the bar.
Let's just leave. Huh?
Like at the bar?
Even so, that's not even something that I had in mind. But yeah, niggas is not even really trying to do that. Yeah. They're just trying to be at their homes.
Yeah, because you know, like, I've been in experiences like that where I've had, like, one nigga who was just, like, he would, like, play guitar for me. And we would just sit there and, like, vibe together. Yeah.
Honestly, now that we're transitioning into winter, that actually is kind of ideal. Because niggas is really not trying to be out here like that. But in September, when I was trying to foster just, like, let's us be out.
Yeah.
That was not working. And I'm just like, I don't fucking love you. I just want to hang out. Like, I like you as a human being. Do you want to hang out too? Oh, yeah, I want to hang out. Great. So when? I'm not going to respond to you for the next 2 months. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this or whatever. Oh, ghost. Because, like, I'm actually doing something. So it means that I can't come over and suck your dick or something like that. What's the deal?
Niggas are whack.
Were these niggas that ever went out though, like,
yeah,
because what like, were they social and just chose not to be social with you? Would you be on their Instagram and they at fucking, I don't know what niggas do, something
like they just, you know, be out, and then you, when I, you ask them to who, go out,
niggas do be out, but niggas don't be out with women.
Yeah, then they're not niggas. Medias. They're not out. I'm not,
they're not niggas.
They're not niggas anymore.
Invalidate their existence.
Then
one
they're
time
probably
for the
not
one
the
time.
Type of niggas to go out. Like, I think,
who the fuck doesn't go out?
There's a lot of people. There's so many people who don't go out. It's kind
but
of
they
crazy.
They go out with their niggas.
Yeah, because niggas like group up and do things together, and they complain about how they don't like pick up anybody, but they click up. Like, they click up. But I think, if you
why
meet
they
dudes that you
want
to go out, why don't you go out and then meet the dudes out?
Or is it, I'm amazing.
You are.
No?
No, you're amazing. No,
you're
amazing.
Like, I sit okay, here.
I think yeah. it's indisputable like, that everybody in this room is amazing.
No, you are a dope-ass bitch.
You're funny. Okay.
Thank you.
And that's the thing that I wanted to say, because it's like, it is not you. I feel like you're doing single just fine. It's the people that you're meeting up with, like the people that for some reason, like I've been saying for weeks now that the men I'm attracted to are not attracted to me. And
what's
I don't know
that?
What
no.
the fuck it
but
is.
Are they not attracted to you? Are they not attracted to an extent where they're willing to do things for you?
No, they think I'm ugly, bitch. They don't like me. they don't like me.
That's not fucking true, Akua.
No, that's not true.
They
won't match with me on these apps. Where I have my titties out.
That's what you mean.
They don't like me.
Okay,
but even when they do, then they don't like me to the extent of going out with me.
What's up with that?
I don't know what's wrong with these niggas.
That's a wide swath of humans.
Yeah.
Actually, the most people who I talk to are like not people on dating apps. Like, I don't even do that shit anymore. Like, I downloaded BLK or whatever.
Yeah.
That was garbage. I mean, there was niggas there, but it just reminded me of Tinder, like forcing conversations or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like, hey, beautiful or whatever. So I just fucking egged that shit. So the people who I've been talking to, damn, I'm really just thinking of two people. That's crazy. I'm fucking simp. I'm just trash. It's just people who I know.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
My face was immediately. Oh.
Why does he not?
Because he's trash.
That is the question.
Trash. He's not trash.
All right, he's not.
Is he trash?
The worst kind of trash.
What
I
think and how I.
He seems so interested at first.
What? No. What I've kind of profiled it to be.
That's my future ex-husband's son. Do not call him trash.
What I profiled it as is that
he's so beautiful.
I feel like he is one that likes to pursue.
Yeah.
And that you are very dominant and that puts him back because it doesn't give him a chance to pursue you. And you are just a dominant person, especially because for the fact that you feel like you're not getting what you want, so you work harder to get it. That like pulls this very, you know, fierce persona out of Sam, but then that's also detracting him at the same time. And I feel like if you just started to ignore that nigga's existence, he would pop back in your DMs because niggas are dumb.
Why does it have to be
like that?
I just
want to know where you want to go.
Like, I'm just trying to kick, honestly, right now.
Let's kick it.
Literally at this point, like in the summer, it was just like, let's go on cute dates. But at this point, it's raining ice outside.
Yeah.
I just want to be at your house. I want you to buy me food. I want to have sex. And I want to talk about stuff. That's it.
Oh, God.
I can't even get that, son.
That's fucking you,
I can't
even
get that's that. A lot.
That's a lot?
No, yeah. For these niggas, yes.
Yeah, for these
they
niggas,
won't give
for
you shit.
Sure.
No, that's the problem.
Chinese food is like $7.
Yeah.
They won't give you shit.
That's
they
a
won't
lot.
Give you shit. They won't
why
give you
not?
Shit.
Why not?
They gotta come
and
to your
that's
friend.
Why we're all here asking the same question, Samantha. Why not? It's $7, a Netflix movie, and some intellectual motherfucking conversation. You don't got words. They don't got words.
Nowadays, that's a relationship. Like, you have to get
that's
to that.
That's not a fucking relationship.
That is not a relationship.
That is not a fucking
it's
relationship.
It's not a relationship in theory, but you have to tie a nigga down to get him to be state, like, to sit down long enough to, like, let's watch this fucking movie and have into, like,
why?
Nowadays, it's
what
like,
the fuck is wrong with
first
you?
First of all, it's been hard for me, like, not as a single person, just, like, even like trying to have friends who are intellectual because let's not.
Damn.
Was some.
To be honest, I don't talk to anybody
was just
talking
out
of
about
you.
How like intellectual conversations are hard to come by. They are.
Niggas are like not intelligent. What's a better way to say that?
Niggas are not intelligent.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, that's it.
Damn.
Intelligent niggas are rare. That's why being intelligent is so fucking remarkable. Because there is a
niggas
diamond
cannot
well,
be intellectually stimulating.
Yeah,
they can't.
It really becomes like you have to choose one or the other. Bomb dick, intellectual
dick.
Conversation.
Well, you know, I want to preface this by saying these are the people we've run into.
Yes.
What's up with
oh,
that?
Yeah, of course. I'm definitely not saying all dudes. Every time I meet a dude who's like who meets the criteria,
I
like,
start planning our children.
Came from?
I really start planning our children. Yeah, I'm like, we're gonna have three kids. We're getting married in 2 weeks.
I've never met a nigga.
Yeah,
with intellectual conversation
and good dick and treat you right.
The fuck nigga that you know, my fuck nigga.
He wasn't treating you right though.
No. In the beginning, he was. And that's how you get hooked. Because it's a trifecta and you're like, nigga, you exist. You exist. You're willing to learn. You have a perspective that I don't know about.
Like,
my eyes were blown. I was just wide open.
For me, there's two perspectives. Like, I think I'm a little luckier because, like, I deal a lot of the time with niggas who smoke weed. So, like, and that's my thing. That's so, like,
different.
But the thing is, like, gosh. Niggas who smoke weed are willing to chill with you in a lot of different capacities, sometimes in your house and sometimes, like, outside because we're just high as shit. They're always going to be hungry, so that nigga's going to buy you food, and then you're talking about random shit. So, like, for me, I've been in a lot of situations where I'm just, like, and I've stopped it, like, being in a relationship and otherwise, where I'm like, this is not getting any further than just us having a conversation, but I'm sure it could have been something else. But also,
that's how Rodeck always finds herself in a relationship, because I be perpetually single all my
even
life.
Even when it's those niggas, they still curve your shit. That happened to me literally today.
The other thing
he's a fucking pothead.
The other thing
he still didn't want to get a cool.
I think that
I had to keep following up. I don't like following up. I don't like repeating myself.
I think that you shouldn't. I was going to say the other thing is,
how am I supposed to get dick?
So a lot of niggas, if you think about it, how are all these beautiful, intelligent women all being played by fuck niggas? Because
I don't know.
Fuck niggas are spreading themselves far and fucking wide. Like, I mean, they're everywhere.
They're a virus.
So it's all this, they're a virus. So you have to be a virus in the sense that, like, don't follow up on these niggas. Plant your seed and as many different
say
fucking
a group, what you doing?
Yes, but they do it. They'll be like,
they
hey.
do it.
They'll
they
even send like
it.
The hey, beautiful. I've never seen someone as beautiful as you in my entire life, and they'll
to
send
multiple
it to
people.
30
yeah.
women.
They do spread
because
the seed. Yeah,
one
it's
of
a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. 100%.
I'm that's fucking 26.
That was just what I was about
I don't
to say.
Play a game.
I'm at an age
I
where
do
I
other
don't
things,
want
my
to
nigga.
Do that.
I don't
do other things.
And you should be at a place where you don't want to do that
Why
either
are we
anymore.
Playing games? Why? We have games on our phone. We have jobs.
I don't know why Samantha thought we
have
answers. I don't.
Yeah, because
it's not.
She was like, let's figure out how to date better. Ask me and fucking Akua. Like, Akua has therapy, yes. So she got some science behind her. I got nothing. Like, I don't even know what the fuck you want me to say. This is the only person over here that's well equipped on this. I'm sitting here like 5 seconds ago, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So
I don't got shit.
The only people
the niggas
I have
that
on
are
this
playing
show.
You
yeah.
are playing me. And I am just that single. You're getting more dick than I am. And at a point, I was actively trying to get dick, and niggas was like, the universe was like, who, where?
And that's really the hardest thing. We trying to get dick, and the niggas
and
like,
you can't.
And for me, like 9 times out of 10, and this the last time I was single, I had dreads. So the last time I was single, everyone
was
loved
Megas.
The fact. Yes. Yeah. Everyone loved the fact. Oh, I love your hair.
Queen.
And then they found out I smoked, and it was just like, oh shit.
That's
so
a Nubian queen.
That's what happened for me. So I just ended up with a whole bunch of niggas who like one nigga, we never had sex, but he was just like, I love you. Let's sit around. He would just vibe, and his room would have records, and I'm saying like, this is cool. And then another dude, like, every time I came, he had weed, he had liquor, and he would do rap battles in his basement with his friends.
Niggas do love a rap battle.
But
that's
like,
weird.
For me, it was just like, I guess because I was so new that this shit was just like, oh my god, this guy is
he
so
really
cool.
Showing out for
like we're in his basement, I'd be like, oh my god, like what? And then he would just be like, let's go upstairs. And I'm like, oh, I'm coming with you. Don't worry about it. So for me, like, the simplest, and I'm high as shit, like, saying it like, oh my god,
I'm with
this nigga. So
yeah,
for me, that was, that's fucking three,
my way,
yeah,
bro.
That's like 3 years ago, that's me
that
23, 22,
no more, 22. Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be just like, yo, all you have to do is buy me gummy bears, I'm lit, they don't even do it, I'll say it.
Because they're trash.
Why are they
so and then, you know what? I admire people who are just like, oh, I got this nigga paying my phone bill. I got this nigga doing this.
How do they do that?
How?
I don't get
write
a book.
I'll buy it.
Seriously, because like, I want to know.
Paying classes, I will.
I don't because think they're paying shit for me.
And just I've had be people like, say
good
to
pussy,
me.
Because I know for a fact I have good pussy, son. Like, not to like drag it, but I know for a fact that I do. I be doing some shit. Like some workout type shit.
Kegels. I
don't
want to do that shit. I do Kegels all the time.
Oh, that's a given. I'm fucking always doing Kegels. But like, I'm squatting on your dick, my nigga. I'm like fucking putting it all the way down
Samantha
my throat. And I have a wet vagina. I do.
Okay.
Nah, it's, I definitely know for a fact that it's good pussy. Nah, I know for a fact that it's good pussy. So I'm just like, what's happening?
Samantha.
Like, it'll be like, yo, last night was crazy. Like, you had me wild turned on. Like, your pussy was super wet or whatever. Nice. When's the next time? Haven't heard you from you in like 3 months.
It's because you be messing with light-skinned niggas.
No, it's these dark skinned niggas too. It's just.
It's all of them.
It's fuck all it. Of them.
My answer was really because you was messing with these light skinned niggas.
I know.
I'm definitely messing with these light skinned niggas. And
I don't know.
Don't know.
Maybe there's
what's
some listeners that
could
help you, Samantha, because I don't have for keys. Real. I don't know what
if
they're
you
doing.
You are a listener who loves me and just looks like me. Let's just.
But it's not that. In. It is a listener who looks like you that can hold a conversation
all
that is willing
that
to
ask
do
for.
Things,
the things I
that
ask
is ingenuitive and words.
Conversation is so important. It really is. You don't understand how much like
just
people just be getting speak. People with vaginas be getting wet. Just like just, you say some shit talk. About the universe and not some whole tip shit, just some real insightful
but not
stuff.
That. Like those are the funnest conversations.
Yo, and I'm just like, son, I will suck your dick right now. Talk about it. Talk about it and I will
no.
do it.
I want to suck it.
That's
anyway.
But it really be
I
like
suck
that.
It anyway.
Why is that so real?
It's a fact.
Sometimes I think like my standards are so
they're so low, Akua.
They don't even be
Akua,
nothing
they're
crazy.
So low.
Like, so
y'all
low.
Know the types of niggas that
wait,
I
let's
like.
Not, let's not emphasize on how low.
No, because they are, but they still will not want you.
Yeah,
you won't. Know the lowest of my standards. You both know.
Yeah.
He still doesn't want me, son. He's the lowest of my. He believes that 9/11 was a plot.
Oh, okay.
You didn't
yeah,
know
yeah.
who she was talking about from the beginning.
That is one of the hardest things.
I
do not understand.
I really feel like it's the fact that you continuously pursue him, like literally ignore him
yeah.
for the next 6 weeks. That nigga will be back.
Did I not say that? Did I not say that?
Even Danielle said that.
It's his ash-holeless purse. Like, I can
feel
it
from a mile away.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm going to charge me on so much.
Of course it does.
Fuck.
I just say be that yourself.
But
that's what you... That's what the energy that you... That's big dick energy right there, right? Is that not? Like, fuck you.
No, but then the thing is...
I'll get to you when I'm ready.
With men like that, you have to continuously... Do
play
that
games
because
I don't want to play games.
They'll keep going tit for tat with you, so you always have to act nonchalant. You always have to act non-pressed. No, nigga, I'm pressed. The fuck, like love me. I'm not about to sit here and act like I didn't just preview your message 3 minutes ago, and now I'm counting 43 minutes before I answer your ass. I'm not. I don't want to do that. I want to answer you when you texted me.
That's
I'm gonna
so
have a continuous
conversation,
and I'm gonna go about my fucking day. I'm not. Counting the minutes till I can text you and it's accessible so you don't think I'm pressed. I'm tired. I'm too old for this shit. Okay?
Yo.
Like, I'm just too old. And
Akua
that's the part that irritates
facts,
me.
Akua is speaking facts.
That is the part that irritates me because I just feel too old. I'm not going to do this when I'm 28. I'm not going to do this when I'm 35. You can kiss my ass. I'm just going to be that fly auntie that's bougie as fuck with
who
the one child
no
that flies around the world and just has multiple niggas everywhere because y'all think I'm about to do this with y'all and I'm not. I'm not. I'm tired.
Preach.
I'm too tired. Why does it have to be like that?
It doesn't.
If
have
you
to
feel
be
like I'm
that.
So dope, I'm so beautiful, my pussy's out this world, why can't we just vibe? Why can't we just relax?
And I don't even want you to be my number one nigga.
I'm
so
not.
You're not even
Smith
worth
is
it.
Not even
you're
for
not
that.
Even worth it.
Smith like, looks like you and these six niggas over
right?
here too.
I was telling Sabla, like, she was like, oh, do we fuck with that nigga? I was like, no, we don't, but I still love him. Because there's like a higher brain and a lower brain, right? Mm-hmm. So the lower brain is just like, yo, I love you. Like, can we just get married? But the higher brain is just like, nigga, you believe that 9/11 was a fucking conspiracy? I know for a fact that, like, nigga, I was texting today. I was like, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm running some errands, but he spelled it like errands, like a woman named Aaron, like
nope.
Aaron Brockovich.
Oh,
and nope. The higher brain is like, that nigga's dumb as shit. Are you kidding me? But the lower brain is just like,
you're so cute. I think this ties into
was the dick even that bomb?
No dick is that bomb.
What is
no
it?
Dick is as bomb as my vibrator, son. When you find a nigga who looks like me, who I can wear his clothes, but his dick is still big as shit.
And I think the thing, I think the issue is that we start
I'm
planning.
Just trying to wear your clothes.
We start planning lives with these niggas. You in his closet. Starting a wardrobe.
They have great style.
They have great style. And I'm really trying to fit in that shit.
That's
yeah.
Niggas just want to be cared for. Like, that's all. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's
you
nothing
know?
Wrong.
Like, damn.
There's
like,
nothing
let
wrong.
Let me treat you like shit. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, honestly, it's just like.
If you want to be treated like shit, nigga, I will treat you like shit.
I'm asking you to love me. Like, I'm just asking you to be cool. Like, let's just be a decent person.
Can we be friends? Like, literally friends with benefits?
Yeah.
That's the thing
I'm
is,
not going to ask to marry you, my nigga, because I don't want to. You're broke. You're broker than me, and I don't have a job.
But that's the thing.
Maybe you're friends first.
Friends aren't... These niggas don't see friends. They don't see friends with women or femme-identifying people.
Mm.
Because if you were a friend, he'd treat you like...
Like his niggas.
These niggas
be treasuring they niggas, yo. They treasure their niggas hard.
That's true.
For the things that you're
like,
asking.
Like, nah, I can't do this. My bro's in town. Nah, I gotta do this. My bro's birthday. Nah, I gotta.
The things
gotta
that you're
bowling
asking
every Sunday.
For.
Oh, shit.
Shot.
It's getting real.
But the things you're asking for, they don't equate with a friendship with a woman.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Because for you, it's like, this is chill shit.
Yeah.
We're just friends. We're chilling. No. It's like how men reserve emotional labor just for girlfriends. They reserve activities just for girlfriends. And when you start to ask for consistency, when you start to ask for communication, when you start to ask for emotional intimacy,
they automatically like, you're
like,
not my girl.
You're not my girl. Yep. And she's trying to be my girl. Yep. So let me step back.
I told you I didn't want to be
like,
your
this
broken
is
you're dumb. You're broken. Yep. You're dumb.
You gotta be like, yo, let's go to the movie someday. Oh. You trying to do something serious? No, nigga, I'm just trying to go to the movie. I'm not trying to do anything else.
This is Infinity Wars. Nah, I wouldn't even see Infinity Wars with these niggas. These niggas don't even deserve Infinity Wars.
Nah, they don't.
They deserve like a Venom.
Yeah.
a Venom. You know,
I don't deserve my best anything. Like, I'm not reserving Narcos for you niggas. What are we watching with these niggas? I don't even know. Sabrina.
Watching Sabrina with these niggas, all right? That's like, it.
But it's not just you. I don't know what it is. I don't.
This is the worst workshop ever.
This is
because I don't have
what
any activities.
You thought
we were going to be like, you know?
Because we're in a successful, thriving relationship.
Because we were kicking it with Danny the other day. Shout out to Danny. And she
Facts.
Was, I was like, Danny, how do I be single? Danny's not single anymore. But she was like, you just got to, like, have different roles for different niggas. So you got to have one nigga who, like, takes you out. One nigga who you fuck. And one nigga who you just talk to when you're bored. I want it to all be...
Nah.
I want every nigga to have that in
those
them.
Qualities.
For it to be multiple niggas. I'm not trying to talk to an ugly nigga when I'm bored.
And it's crazy because I also back that up. I said ugly niggas or just like niggas that you're not trying to.
Not
it's fucked
not,
up. Like not
ugly
niggas.
I'm
just like
you're not my type.
To.
Yeah, you're not my type.
Like you're not my type, or like I'm definitely not gonna wife you or hub you or whatever.
I'm not
the
gonna
fucking,
wife nobody.
Yeah, but I mean like you're not even gonna be my top nigga. Like you're not gonna be the nigga that
you
I text when I'm super
type.
Bored. Like
facts.
But there's niggas for different things. I really think.
the singles game is really about quantity, and it sounds crazy, but it's the truth. Like, there's two different ways to go about it. There's the Danny way, which I think is fucking amazing, and I might have to write that down. Or like
that tattoo.
You just have so many options that at this point, it's just like, if this one dude is acting up, you cut him off.
But the thing is, I feel like that's a monogamous perspective, and the fact that Samantha's trying to have this in a poly kind of thing, and she can't get it.
Got
it. Get what I want. Like,
so I don't know how these poly relationships be truly successful, because they're amazing. Like, communication.
I feel like they be dating ugly niggas.
Huh?
I feel like they be dating ugly niggas. Niggas that settling for niggas they don't really like, and letting that emotional intimacy foster the rest.
Yeah.
And I can't.
I dig it. I feel like I'm too young for it. I feel like I'm in my personal prime, and I want some good looking, like, you know?
I want to look at you and be like, damn, daddy.
Every single time. Like, not know, like, oh, you ugly in that light. Like, I don't want that at all.
I feel you.
Hence, there's nothing worse than fucking with an ugly nigga. Like, it really be fucking with your whole brain.
Also, when you give an ugly nigga, like, an inch, this nigga takes a mile, son. Because he says the stupidest shit. It's just like... You're wild. Leave me the fuck alone forever.
You ain't even it.
You are not it at all. And you just insulted me? Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out. You're blocked.
And like, nobody get all of it in their feelings or anything. Like, we all have people that we think is ugly. We all have people who we don't think is ugly. Like,
yeah.
I'm probably ugly to some niggas. You crazy.
I'm definitely ugly to mad people.
But that's it.
And a bad bitch.
So we know that. Don't try to come for us.
Because
there's always someone who's like, oh, these bitches talking about ugly niggas. They ain't even all that.
I'm ugly for a fact. I can send you a selfie right now. I'm hitting, I'm hollered.
Depending on the angle, you get a completely different bitch.
Nah.
You don't even know.
That's a fact.
I could do a 360 and you'd be like, ooh, wow.
Right.
Ooh.
That's a fucking fact. Yeah, but even depends, in real life, son, like, oh, over here in the light. Oh, shit, over here.
I'm just turning this way. Bam, turn that way.
Some ugly fucking off guards. Like, anybody can be ugly at any time. So don't
We're
even
all ugly. You seen these niggas when they wake up, son?
You see these niggas when you're underneath them?
Bro. You see these niggas when you're underneath them.
They're ugly as shit. Yeah. When you fuck niggas when you're high, it brings out the worst thing.
It brings out the worst and the best.
I have not seen that other part yet.
I've had some bomb times being high as shit. Like, and I'm just like,
It feels good, but your face?
Yeah.
No.
And you really start to feel like, yo, we're just like two people, like, skinning
bumping uglies.
And you're sweaty
bumping
and like
uglies,
this
literally.
And that.
Yeah, it's
but you
the
don't
worst.
Want to get that far because that's what happened
get,
to
you
me.
Don't want
to
get that far.
That's what happened to me. That's why I wasn't having sex and I haven't had sex since August, because I'm to the point where I cannot. I haven't been able to peel back that layer of, oh my god, there's a lot of spit here. There's a lot of skin. I've gone too far. Someone told me I've been getting too high, because they're like, yo, because when I eat meat now, I'm also like, oh, this is just a body. I'm just eating.
Wow.
Yeah. So like everything.
You've changed. You're different.
So look at it, cool. It's just like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
You're not really bad,
baby. I've gone too far. So, but
this bitch is getting vegan high. That's wild. That's not okay.
Like, nah, you're smoking the wrong shit. I'm just like, maybe I am. I don't know. But like, sex has not been appealing to me at all. I've just been like, yo. But yeah, so if y'all have any dating advice or anything.
I don't like.
Nah, yeah, we didn't get anywhere.
What are the three things that I do next?
What are the takeaways?
Right.
What's takeaways? That one particular nigga, leave him alone.
Leave that nigga alone.
He don't exist.
And leave niggas who are not leaving you happy or anything like that alone, because you have those options of just cutting niggas off.
Oh.
You do.
In that line of, it's kind of like a acceptance that this is trial and error.
Yeah.
If the niggas that look like you turn you on aren't connecting or following through, next.
Really gotta be on some next shit.
Find niggas who still look like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I mean, keep up with you as many niggas that look at you as possible.
I don't even want to see how many niggas you do find that look like you. Like, I
would be fucking amazed. Like, damn, where you find this dude from?
I wish there was a database for that.
This is my face. Find a nigga that looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should invent that.
Stop pursuing homeboy. Cool. I will try. I did that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I did that.
Keep that state of energy.
I'm going to do that the next day. I'm doing well on that front. Yeah. I did it twice. Three times makes a habit.
But then remembering that this might have to be a pattern. This is the game you will play with him.
If you I would say- are ever listening to the show and you're like, oh, Inner Hall Uprising, so evolved. I'm stupid. I am so stupid.
Oh my gosh.
I would say another thing is like figure out what your hard like yeses and hard nos are.
Yeah, what are your boundaries? What is like,
what is it that like, you know, I'm not settling.
Like
I think the beauty of being single and that I'm realizing is like very new, but what I'm realizing is that like in a relationship, don't get me wrong, you're not settling. You shouldn't be settling. But in a relationship, like you've chose to be with a person. So the bad things that come with them and the good things that come with them, you kind of have to either compromise, accept, or like you can't change those things, but you're with them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like being single is kind of like if you meet someone and immediately there's something about them that you're just kind of like, eh, you literally have that option of just being like, I don't have to accept any of this because I can just move the fuck on. Like there are, and it sounds like, I don't know, I was gonna say shitty, but whatever, I don't care how it sounds, there are so many fucking people. Mm-hmm. There are so many people.
8 billion almost.
And I think it's one of those things where I'll do it with you because, and I hope you come along too, which you will, you have no choice actually, we just need to start doing different things and going to different places. Mm. Because you do end up in the same circles and you end up with the same niggas.
That's true.
And
that's
we are
fucking
fortunate
fact.
Enough to live in New York.
There's
we can
mad
go
niggas
to
who
mad
look like
fucking
me. Yeah, you're
places.
Right. Yes.
So I think also that's why I kept asking in the beginning, like, where are you finding these niggas? Do something different, because then you'll find different niggas. You know what I mean? That's a challenge that I would personally take on, and that I
that's
want you
challenge.
Guys to join me on.
No, definitely.
We need
We're
to go to
March,
different places. Oh yeah,
March.
For sure.
It's too cold.
Oh,
okay.
It's
no, too
yeah.
cold.
No, I was, say, no. I was just about to say 2019. We're
yeah.
definitely
like,
gonna go to different fucking
like
spots.
New York Sex. Is cold. That's
yes.
number one. On tolerable days, we need to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
Today,
because
yeah.
we have to accept.
Today
was
day
okay.
We could actually have left.
Today
You're
was
50
right.
degrees.
Yes.
It wasn't raining for most of the day.
If we see 45 and up, we gotta go.
We gotta challenge ourselves to go. I mean, you know I get these invites to these random shit.
I feel
do,
like
you
we
do.
Just need to start
40
going.
And up. I got a car. We can make it.
All right,
let's
as
go.
Long as you driving, bitch.
Bundles.
All right,
you
all right,
are.
I'm not to Manhattan.
I mean, you volunteered. I got
not
gas.
Not to Manhattan.
Okay.
I got gas.
That's a fact.
Let's do it. We're going to do it together.
All right.
But we can expand our horizons instead
yes.
of just always being around and being like, why is nothing ever... Exactly.
Okay, yes.
Exactly.
Like niggas
exactly.
want to climb up here.
I'm so sick of doing that. I'm so
exactly.
sick of being like...
But we are punishing ourselves. I'm saying we.
He's very cute.
Yes. But there are a
no,
lot of cute niggas.
I agree with those two things, and here are we found the three things that we can do.
Okay, actionable
like,
items.
Because one with reinforcing your boundaries. Remember when the fuck nigga hit me up on a dating app
yes,
when he had
stupid.
My number?
That was stupid. That was stupid.
And what did I say? I looked at it and I said, not today.
You did do that.
And
you're
I reinforced
smart.
That boundary
smart.
Because answering that would have played into his game.
Mm-hmm.
And here I would have been playing this game with you for 2.5 years.
Damn, it's been that
I'm
long.
I'm not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. It's been 3 years. Fuck that. I'm not doing that anymore.
Saying no.
He's stupid.
Oh, he's stupid. Oh, and we drag him. And sometimes does he listen to this sometimes? Because you know who you
I
are.
I feel like he listens
you know
to
are.
This
no, no,
when
no.
he's trying to get back with me.
And you know what he does do? He watches Instagram stories. I'll post this very moment. Fuck you, my nigga. Don't
Thank
fuck
you.
With the cool, my nigga.
we don't play
that
shit.
It'll be that energy.
We don't play
fuck
that shit.
It's no, right no now more. It's really this is me enforcing those boundaries. Now it's really fuck you. Like, no, I'm
yes,
not because
yes.
that was the final straw. It was like it was like really like this is the game you want to play. I'm not
he
playing
was
games
creating
with
a game.
You.
He was like, here's I'm Monopoly. Not. Here's my when the niggas on Facebook
niggas
send you invites
games. Yes.
for Farmville.
that was it. You have my whole
nah,
Instagram. You
trash.
Have my whole number. Like, you could have literally just texted me, but instead you wanted to present yourself on this app
mm-hmm.
to say this. So mm-hmm. Reinforcing your boundaries and saying, you know what? No, I cannot play this game with you. I will not play this game with you. And broadening horizons, like, I'm scrolling through dating apps because I need validation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
and not talk to any of these
word,
niggas that I match with.
Son?
That's true. That's true.
But
sometimes you need validation.
But then I'm seeing these niggas and they're like, I live in Brooklyn. I live in Queens. And I'm like, nigga, I am in Brooklyn. I am in Queens. I've never seen you a day you in exist. My motherfucking you exist, life.
And there's not, really if I have never seen you, there's a billion other niggas who look like you. There's 8 million people in this city.
Exactly.
And we talking about the same six people, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah. Six niggas for 3 years.
I don't think that we take advantage of the fact that we live in this city.
You should have fucked that one time.
It's a fact.
Nah, but seriously, like,
okay,
I'm like on dating apps and niggas will post like pictures of their friends,
yeah,
which I'm like, if you're gonna do that, you have to like tag them so then I can find them and follow through with all these niggas,
because
they're all fucking fine too, and I need to expand, nigga. I can't put it all on you. What is it at?
That's a fact. Yeah,
but yeah, Rosetta's right, we have to get out here.
We do.
That's our challenge,
and start meeting these niggas. And if anything, just enjoying ourselves while we're out, because our life is not to hunt for niggas.
Exactly.
You know? It is okay for us to be single, even if we want
not to hunt for niggas, but sometimes I want that aspect of my life to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I feel like in terms of this year, I had a very good fulfilling year with y'all and other homies. I want dick, bro.
I mean, but you are getting dick.
You are getting dick.
Or you were.
I'm definitely getting dick tonight.
Okay.
And I'm also getting it tomorrow.
Getting dick, which is something I cannot say. That's
more. Okay, fine.
Two, you know, because that part of...
OD dick.
Because that part of your life is fulfilled does not mean you are not complete or in any way...
Lacking as a human being,
breathless, okay, or anything like true. That.
I'm a good Samantha.
You are a good Samantha. You are a very good Samantha.
Oh,
y'all love me.
I'm glad Cool is here because I will not validate you in no way.
Like, you will validate the Samantha.
I guess you're an all right Samantha, bitch. Right, bitch. Damn.
Like, you want companionship, but you're okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay without it.
I'm not dying without it. It's just something I desire.
And you are actually getting dick. Like...
Yeah. But it's not that often, though.
Smith, I haven't had sex since January.
It's not that infrequent.
Okay. Shut your mouth. Or February. Yeah,
it was February. Do you want to change that?
I'm trying to see how long it takes this, actually. The universe is like, no dick for you. And
that's
I'm like,
kinda
you know what?
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. That's cool.
Might need this.
Recap.
I don't even remember what y'all said. I'm just like, okay, don't talk to that nigga. And...
The first one is cut off that nigga.
That is actually it. Leave that nigga alone.
And this goes for the listeners, too.
Damn,
if you know say that cut nigga off that nigga, exactly. About. If we say cut off that nigga and that nigga face flash in your mind,
leave that nigga.
Cut him off.
The second thing.
All right, nigga, you know I love you and shit. My friend said, and I just look to you.
Cut so, that nigga off. Right. Don't listen to whatever the fuck you say.
I'm not going to delete your number, but I'm gonna put an X emoji.
The second thing.
Fuck boy.
Is reinforce your boundaries.
Reinforce your boundaries and expand your horizons.
No, that's the third thing. Expand your horizons.
Reinforce your boundaries.
Be going
hard
out.
Nose, yeses,
different
all
brunches,
those things.
Different brunches.
Things that you're fucking
if
with,
that
things
nigga
that you're
spells
not.
Errands like the woman's ooh. Name and that turns you off, it's
cut
time for him
off.
To go.
Cut him
it
off.
It turned me off a little bit, but not
no,
too much.
No, it's time for him to go.
You don't gotta accept nothing that you don't want to accept. You don't owe nobody anything. That's
you don't
what
gotta
the
try.
Thing is.
I don't have
you
to
don't
try.
Do anything.
Make it work.
You literally don't have to do anything.
You don't gotta do it.
The third thing is expand your horizons.
See different
now. Not everybody who listens is in New York. We do have like kind of a playground
y'all
over
be
here.
In Philly, go to the
but
Philly
anywhere,
brunches.
Go to if you've never been someplace that you've passed by a million times, go in there.
Or walk a different way to work.
Walk a different way to
Instagram,
work.
Instagram. Yeah. When you explore see somebody page. Post that event and you're like, "Ooh, Saturday at 12, I'm free. That's 3 minutes away." Go.
Don't
go.
Even think about it.
Don't
just
sit
do
in
it.
Netflix watching rom coms like a Kua.
Damn.
Don't say, "Oh, it's raining outside," because there's Ubers, there's cars, there's transportation. You will not melt in the motherfucking rain. When your friend invites you to a birthday party for her coworker, Go, nigga. You don't know who the fuck gonna be there. Go.
The baby godfather through Instagram and they hit you with that. You've seen all the content for the last 2 days, which has happened to me. And that shit is scary. That means your ass has been sitting there for 2 days looking at that shit. Get up and go out.
Get your ass outside.
Yo, it depends on who you ask. If the first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is this? And somebody's like, I see that shit every 2 days. I'm like, okay. That's crazy.
I've never seen it on Instagram.
Only
on Facebook.
When you watch all the stories and that shit don't refresh when you pull down the screen, nigga. Stop watching other people's lives and get the fuck out.
That's it.
Because that happens to me daily, bitch, okay? I'm watching everybody else's motherfucking life doing nothing.
It'll be cold every year. It'll be rainy every year. It'll be hot. It'll be all that stuff happens.
Every
day. Just do it.
That's a word.
You gotta go out.
And the fourth thing, unofficially, if you see Rodeca, pass her whatever joint you smoke it, because
smoke her out.
Y'all be sitting here like, oh, I didn't know. Nah, I'm always
smoke my girl
down.
Y'all got these facts from her, son. You at least have to smoke her out. That's crazy.
Shout out to Alex, who saw me and was like, yo, and I was like, yo, and he passed me the fucking
vape. That's lit.
Those are the rules for success.
Break your attachment, Sam.
Break your attachment.
Not gonna marry him. That's
okay. Follow you, man, because this is
a
preliminary thing.
You have a greater chance of marrying me than you up with him. I want you to really think about that. Because if you said you wanted to, we'd be there tomorrow, bitch. And I'm like, so Smith is marrying me. We're going to live this great pie life.
You're right.
So,
and it would be a better marriage. And I know that for a fact, Akua.
So,
but genetically, I need to procreate with people who look like me.
Yeah, I don't look like you. Okay. I mean, you wouldn't procreate with me either, so it's okay.
That's also
but
true.
But I support you in finding these
niggas. I mean, we
could
fuck some shit up. There's some sort of DNA.
Yeah, just find a dude or, like, go to the sperm bank.
In vitro, blah, 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 blah.
I'd be at the sperm bank like, he needs to be light-skinned. He needs to have chubby cheeks.
Slightly
dumb. She likes some dumb for some
man. You gotta be under 5'8", baby.
Really?
You gotta have a fat ass.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's important.
It's so important. Important.
Important. And on that note,
let's end.
So I don't know how to end this. Somebody pass my phone.
That's it, and we cannot do a fuck you because that was like 2 hours.
I mean, some of that
we
you
should
can
do a mailbag
out.
Episode soon again for Christmas.
Yeah, let's do the next one. Episode will be a mailbag.
Oh,
episode.
Cool!
Shout
cool.
out to y'all.
That'd be dope.
That's it. Thanks, guys. I do feel better.
I'm glad.
Remember that you are a bad bitch.
Thank you.
With options. You don't gotta set
options.
She's
like, I can take the
bad bitch,
yes,
but
options.
Yeah, this is gonna be your affirmation. You are a bad bitch.
I am a bad bitch.
With options.
With options. I'm looking in my mirror like I'm Issa Rae.
You're a bad bitch with options.
I'm a bad bitch with options.
That's it.
That is it.
Period.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Innerho Uprising without the G on Twitter and at Innerho Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also go on innerhouprising.com to pay a hoe or check out the merchandise that we have.
It's up there, baby.
Woo!
Yes. On top of flip.
And if you would
top
follow us on our personal social media,
check out the dick pics.
Check
the
out
nudes.
The nudes.
The thirst
what
traps.
Nudes?
The thirst traps.
Where?
Who's? Y'all not posting thirst traps?
No, I need to. I need to get on that.
You're single now.
Yeah, I am. It's a little soon, but yes, I'll do
no,
it.
No, you're not.
So no, I'm not. So I'm not posting thirst traps.
Yeah, sounds like cool I'm not doing any of that.
And fucking depression tips and shit like that.
Yeah,
okay,
I need all
important.
That. I
those
need all of it.
Also important. Yeah.
But if you'd like to follow me, Rodeca, at Instagram, it's at the darkest timeline.
She changed it.
I changed it to the darkest timeline 1T because this is the trajectory of the darkest timeline in my life. Who knows where it'll go? But
those
anyway,
the funnest though, right?
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I mean, for me, dark can be a lot of things. It could just mean fucking taking shots every 5 seconds at a bar one night and then blacking out. But that's crazy. Who knows? Who knows where to go? Follow me.
Just 1T between darkest and time.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on Twitter, which I am never on people are sending me DMs and I go on there and it's like 17 weeks old. It's kind of funny. But it's Remy or Not still. I might change that. I don't know. And then on Tumblr, which I still love, but they're like trying to block nudes now, which kind of makes me hurt.
There's no point.
There's a lot of nudes on my Tumblr. But if they didn't block me already, it's No Need to Make Believe. That is a line from an Aaliyah song that I love. Yes. But yes, No Need to Make Believe, The Darkest Timeline, and Rebby or Not. I will find a way to streamline that one day, but it's not today. Go ahead, Akua. Okay.
You guys can follow me at Hey Akua Girl. That is HeyAkuaGirl on Instagram and Twitter, which I also don't use that often.
Slam Rid on Instagram and Twitter. Fuck Snapchat. We don't use that shit no more.
Facts.
Shout out to Rob Pan African Dot Booty Scratcher on Instagram.
We miss you, yo.
Fanta Black on Instagram, and then also Twitter at Rob_God.
Yes.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye.